Willkommen bei Wege ins Ausland, dem Podcast des Internationalen Büros der Friedrich-Schiller-Universität Jena. Dieses Mal wieder im Rahmen unserer Easy-to-You-Staffel. Ganz kurz noch zu mir. Ich bin Kerstin Zippel und bin am Internationalen Büro zuständig für die Werbung für die internationalen Mobilitätsprogramme unserer Universität. Ihr habt vielleicht schon eine oder sogar mehrere Podcast-Folgen aus der Easy-to-You-Staffel gehört und erinnert euch, es handelt sich um unsere Universitätsallianz, die seit nunmehr 2,5 Jahren existiert. Und sie besteht aus 7 Partneruniversitäten. Wir haben euch schon ein paar Unis vorgestellt, unter anderem die Universität in Poitiers in Frankreich, die Universität in Salamanca, Spanien, die Universität Pavia in Italien und die Universität in Jasch. Und ja, heute sitze ich hier mit Lassi, Wilma, Katie und Erja von der Universität Turku in Finnland. Und ja, daher wechseln wir einfach gleich mal auf Englisch. Hello everyone, would you like to present yourselves?
Thank you, Kerstin. Very happy to be part of this podcast and thank you for inviting us to take part. My name is Lassi Ylimoilu and I'm a local EC2U coordinator at the University of Turku in Finland. So in my role, I take care of the EC2U administration at the University of Turku, especially related to the short mobilities of the Alliance. And I also do a lot of communication tasks for the Alliance, trying to raise awareness for the Alliance locally in Turku as well.
Hi everyone, happy to be here. I'm Vilma Virtanen from the Student Union of the University of Turku, and I work at the Student Union as the specialist in international affairs. And so I work with all things related to internationality, mobility, the new students, and also I advocate for the international students at our university. So nice to be here.
Hi, very happy to be here as well. My name is Katie Aston and I am a board member at the Student Union and I am responsible for international affairs and then on top of that also tutoring and corporate collaboration. So yeah, I'm the student representative here.
And hello, I'm Erja, and thank you for being here with you all. I'm Erja Hytinen, and communication officer in the University of Turku, and I'm telling our people, but and also outside about EC2U and how we cooperate with, for example, University of Jena.
So the reason why the colleagues and students from the University of Turku are here in Jena is that the EC2U forum is taking place in Jena this spring. It's the 6th forum, so every 6 months a forum is taking place in another university and this time it's Jena's turn. So around 150 to 200 people from partner universities of the Alliance came to Jena. So my first question is, have you been in Germany before or is it your first time in Germany or Jena? And what's your impression so far?
Well, not my first time in Germany, but my first time visiting Jena. I've been to Berlin, I think, 2 times before. And when I was a very small child, I lived in Germany for a short while as well, because my father was posted here for work. But I'm too young to remember anything from that period. But third time as an adult, let's say. The impression is really nice. The city seems quite welcoming and open, and it's so valuable and interesting to discover a new EC2U city every time and come together to meet the colleagues.
Yeah, well, not my first time in Germany either. So I've been in Berlin once when I was interrailing with my friends. And then I've actually done a short mobility period here, or not in Jena, but in Germany with my studies. So we spent around a week in one of the schools in Germany. And that was a really nice experience getting to know the student life here as well. But it is my first time in Jena and I do like the city a lot, especially the riverside. And I've been jogging there in the mornings and it's really nice and peaceful. So yeah, I really like it here.
Yes, not my first time in Germany either. I've actually lived in Germany for over 10 years when I was a kid. So it has been a while, but we have always come back with family and all that. So Germany is very familiar. I'm very familiar with the country, but it's my first time in Jena, and I actually really like the city. I've kind of fallen in love with it because it's exactly the right size, not too big, not too small, not too crowded, very, you know, peaceful, and seems like a very safe and nice place to live. And I actually started considering if I should apply to do my master's degree here, so, but we'll see.
Yes, I could say almost the same things as Katie. I've loved this city. I have been just in my childhood as a summer holidays, a couple of weeks in Germany, but this is the first time like in adulthood. And I have to say that the most impression has made architecture, and especially the campus buildings, that everything is so close. It's so easy to go from one place to another. And that reminds me of University of Turku also, that it's the same idea. It's easy to move from one place to another, but this really nice city.
That's nice to hear. One question to Katie and Wilma. How did you find out about ECTU in Turku, and what did you do in order to come here?
Thank you for the great question. Actually, one of my best friends was a board member at the student union before I was this year. He was a board member last year and responsible for pretty much the same sectors. And yeah, he told me about it. And then because I'm in the student union, of course, the alliance is kind of part of my workload and what we do at the union. So I was familiar before because I talked to Tuomas about it. But yeah, I just thought it would be really interesting and I wanted to go, of course, so I applied.
Yeah, and I guess for me, as I work at the student union, this is actually a work trip for me as well. So we are the student representative from the University of Turku, but this is also part of my kind of workload. So I'm here partly as a student representative and partly as a the international specialist. So it's kind of a mixed role, but yeah, the student union works a lot with international affairs, and ECTU is obviously a big part of that in our university. So that's definitely one reason that we are here today or at the forum, so that we can be more involved with the alliance as well.
Great, thank you. Lassie, you mentioned before that Germany is a popular country for students from Turku in order to spend one or two semesters here. Do you have any idea why this is the case?
Yes, before I left here, I took a look at some statistics that have been compiled in Finland nationally. So the Finnish National Agency for Education, they compile statistics of which countries are popular for exchange studies, both for Finns and or students who go out from Finland to abroad, and also students who come to Finland from abroad for studies. And Germany was the top country, both the top destination for students from Finland going abroad, and also the biggest group of incoming students, both nationally and at the University of Turku as well. So both for short mobilities under 3 months and for long mobilities over 3 months. And I've worked in international relations for a couple of years now, and I've been thinking, why is it that Germany is popular and vice versa in Finland as well? I think the cultures are somewhat similar. We have a long history of very good relations between Finland and Germany, and I think Finland has a good reputation in Germany, and Germany has a good reputation in Finland as well. And one practical reason is that we have a lot of destinations in Germany as well. So almost all our fields have made agreements, exchange agreements with German universities. So most students will find a destination in Germany, either in Jena through the EC2 Alliance or another university in Germany. So there are a lot of options. Many fields available as well, usually a selection of courses in English as well. And many students in Finland, they do know Germany German as well. Either they've studied it during their time in school or at the university as well, so they might already have some knowledge of German that they might be able to follow courses in German as well. And I feel like Germans and Finns are quite similar in a way that we approach different issues. It's quite sort of pragmatic and sort of goal-oriented, practical. So we often find that, at least from my perspective, maybe my colleagues share this view, that it's very easy to cooperate with Germans and talk to Germans. So we sort of understand each other. And for Finnish students, German, it probably feels like, okay, it's a different culture. It's a little bit further away from Finland, but it's not too different. So if I want to have an experience in another country, but I also am going, for instance, for a semester, which is a relatively short time, I will probably find it easy to adjust and adapt to the German culture as well. So it's, there are similarities and differences. So it's probably that way and an easy destination for many students.
I can totally relate to what you're saying. I guess the other way around, it's the same for German students going to Finland. The northern countries of Europe are very popular, and I guess most of the university courses in Turku are taught in English, so it's easy to follow, and there's no need to learn an extra language. But well, apart from that, I guess there are many other reasons. But maybe you can tell us a little bit more about the University of Turku. What would be very interesting to know for our students?
Yes, absolutely. Well, the University of Turku was established about 100 years ago, but there's a strong academic heritage and history in Turku that goes back to 1640. And so Turku has a very long history as a student city and as a very student-friendly city as well. The university itself has 8 faculties. So we have humanities, educational sciences, law, economics, technology, science, medicine, and social sciences as well. And I think that's all our faculties, yes. And the Faculty of Technology is the newest addition, and I think the Faculties of Humanities and Science are the oldest faculties of the university, if I remember correctly. All the faculties are able to offer courses in English, so altogether we usually are able to provide around 400 courses in English during an academic year. Of course, there are some differences in different fields. The offering might be better than in some other fields, and some fields have more courses on master level than on bachelor level, but usually students are able to find a selection of courses in English, and some modules are actually designed for exchange students as well. So for instance, the Faculty of Humanities offers sort of Finnish cultural studies that is suitable for all students, basically. So not all the studies need to or require previous knowledge in the field either. So if students are looking to do something a little bit different during their time in Finland, that's really possible as well. We have a centralized international office, so a very good team that takes care of all the incoming students. And students and student well-being is something that we really sort of prioritize in Turku, and that's something we want to focus on, not only with international students, but with the whole student body. And we've had projects and initiatives at the university that aim to sort of answer this need and cater to the needs of students. So we try to offer a very good start for students at the university as well. The university itself doesn't have a campus dormitory, for instance, but we have a foundation, it's called a Student Village Foundation, that offers exchange student housing, and it's available for most students. So most students, if they apply to Student Village Foundation for housing, they will find a reasonably priced place to stay during their studies in Finland as well. So according to my experience, most students already find somewhere to stay before they come to Finland, or they will find something short term and then look for somewhere to stay when they come in Finland. Most students, I think, will come for the autumn semester that starts usually in late August finishes around mid-December, or for the spring semester that starts quite a lot earlier in Finland than in Germany. We start usually on the second week of January, and then we finish quite early as well. So I would say around early to mid, towards late May, students are finished with their studies as well. But of course, a selection of students, they come for the whole academic year as well.
So this means that our students need to plan well ahead, as our winter semester only ends at the end of January, beginning of February. So there won't be a winter semester break, but well, I guess a very long summer break, which also is nice. Wilma and Katie, from the student perspective, would you like to add something? Also, you mentioned several times the student union. I suppose there are plenty of activities taking place for international students. Would you like to share some more information?
Yeah, well, I think the first thing that the international students will notice or get to know are their tutors. And the tutoring is organized together with the student union and the university. So our international students are divided into groups, and each group is given a tutor. So an older student from our university, whose task is to help the new students in the start of their studies and when coming to our university. So they won't be alone, and they will firstly have a group already, people to get to know even before they come to Turku, and then of course someone who is already in Turku and can help them when they come here, and help them with the housing and just welcome them to our university and the studies and the student life as well. For exchange students, the student union also offers this kind of starting package. So when you come to study in Finland or in Turku, you don't have to buy everything you need to stay, but you can rent out this kind of starting package, so that you will have, for example, pillows and blankets that you would need but don't want to buy. Same goes for the kitchen utensils and like plates and stuff. So that's also something pretty cool that the student union offers. Yeah, anything to add, Katie? Maybe something about the student life?
Yes. Well, the student life is rather different, I believe, in the sense that student culture is rooted in wearing funny overalls, you know, in different colours depending on what you study, and then you put patches on them and all that. And it's actually a lot of fun because you can tell what someone studies by their overalls and then, you know, get to know people from different faculties and all that. So and we have a lot of organizations that are kind of, they are independent organizations, but they can apply to be kind of part of our student union, and then they can apply for funding as well. And then they usually organize events, and some of them are based on what you study, you know, some are for a specific faculty, and then there's a lot of organizations for different hobbies, you know, everything from, you know, anime to golf, tennis, and even sailing. I sail with one of these organizations, and we organize a sailing trip every year to the Mediterranean. So we can do all sorts, and there are a lot of organizations that specifically cater to the needs of international students.
That sounds very interesting. Thank you. You mentioned earlier that there are many events at the University of Turku. Could international students attend these events, and which events would be very interesting for them?
Yes, of course they can. There are, well, as I said earlier, there are loads of events. The student union, we organize our own events, and then all of these organizations have theirs. For instance, we have the opening carnival at the beginning of September, where all these organizations will be there, and students can get to know them, you know, the people there, what they do, and, you know, make connections through that. And then we also have, you know, a party afterwards, after that kind of more official carnival thing, you know, with all the stands and people telling you about the organizations. After that, we have a huge, huge party that everyone can attend. And something that is maybe very, very Finnish is sits parties. So you tend to sit at long tables and you get a three-course meal that usually is hardly a meal. It's something like, you know, two carrots and then, you know, a slice of pizza or something, but, you know, something to eat. And then you sing a lot of songs, you know, in different languages. There's a lot of Swedish songs, actually, which is part of sits party culture. And what I've from what I've heard from international students, they've really liked sits parties. They think it's a lot of fun. Usually you have a Finnish person sat next to them, you know, explaining the things, and then they get to sing along to the songs. There's Finnish, English, Swedish are maybe the more common languages, but I've sang some songs in Icelandic as well, which is really new to Finns as well, because, well, naturally we don't speak the language either. So it's a fun way of getting to know other people, you know, singing, drinking, eating together at these long tables, and oftentimes there's an after party after that as well. And probably the most important student party there is, which is Finland wide pretty much, is May Day. And that's pretty much the celebration of, you know, summer starts, and most of the time, you know, you're almost done with your studies or already done with your studies for the year, and you wear your overalls, and when you finish your A-levels or upper secondary school in Finland, you get a white hat, a ylioppilaslakki, and you wear that during May Day, Vappu. And it's a lot of fun, because there you get to know a lot of people and just you know, enjoy the usually all right weather. Further north, they did this year, for instance, they did still have some snow, but it's getting warmer and the summer's coming and you know, exams are almost done and all that. And I've gotten to know a lot of international students because I study at Turku School of Economics, but also through the student union, and they've always said they love Vappu, it's great, and sits parties, they really enjoy it, and I think it's a really nice way to get to know Finnish student culture.
Yeah, and on top of these, there are obviously also some events that are specifically for international students. During the start of the studies, both in September and in January, there is usually a welcome party that is organized for the new international students that come to study in Turku, and we welcome them to our student community. Then there are also like this kind of smaller events. For example, the ESN in Turku and in Finland organizes trips to different places. For example, to the Finnish Lapland, which is quite something to see. So definitely something to take part of and experience. So also these kind of smaller events and trips to like interesting destinations in Finland, so you don't have to travel all by yourself.
Wow, Turku has a lot to offer. Is there something to add about student life, campus life, whatever is going on at the university?
What comes to mind is that probably the relationship between students and teachers and, you know, deans, rectors is very different in Finland compared to Germany. So in Finland, it's you know, more laid back, and you call them by their first name, the teachers, and I can just walk up to our dean and go, oh, hi, Markus, how are you? You know, it's very laid back compared to Germany. It's always duzen, you know, kein siezen, and all that. And it's really more perceived as weird if you'd, you know, be that formal. So I think that's something that might be a little bit of a culture shock. I had a bit of a reverse culture shock when I moved to Finland, and I couldn't understand how and why they, or how they could even call their teacher by their first name. But it is, in Finland, you pretty much think, well, they're only human as well. And, you know, it's a rather tight-knit community in the sense you can just go up to your teacher and ask for help, ask for their opinion and that. And I think that's really, really great. It makes studying easier when you feel that your teachers are more approachable, and the directors and deans as well. So it's not just teachers, but even really high up in the university hierarchy as well.
Indeed, that's a big difference compared to how you behave in Germany towards professors and other people at higher level.
Yeah, I think another thing to add is probably that the studies in Finland are quite flexible. We have different ways of doing your studies. We have, of course, the basic lectures and courses with exams. But then we do also have this kind of exam aquariums or labs where you can just go to take your exams. So it's a space with a lot of computers, and you look into a computer. There are cameras to see that you are not cheating on your exam, and then you can just take your exam in the exam hall anytime you feel good or comfortable. So you can choose the time yourselves. So it's quite easy to get your exams done, and you don't have to be in a specific place in a specific time ordered by the professor, but you can do it in this kind of exam lab. So that's quite interesting. And you can also take some of the courses only with these exams and by reading the materials. So the studies, I think, are quite flexible. And that's something that I think is quite unique in Finland.
Wow, I love this possibility. It's actually the first time I hear this. Really cool. We've talked a lot about the university and student life. How is the city of Turku?
Yeah, sure. Turku is, in fact, the oldest city in Finland, so it plays a very important role in Finnish history. It was established, I think, the late 1200s, if I remember correctly. And it used to be the de facto capital of Finland before Helsinki became the capital in 1812. But of course, nowadays it's still regionally a very important city, a hub for the local sort of culture, commerce, technology, and academia as well. In the city of Turku, there are about 190,000 inhabitants, and the University of Turku has about 20,000 students. And altogether, I think there are about 40,000 students in the city of Turku, because we have another university and a few universities of academic applied sciences as well. So it's a very student-oriented city. The city of Turku is quite compact in size. The campus area is very close to the city center. The city is very walkable, and you can rent bikes and scooters as well. So, and the public transport is quite efficient. So it's very easy to get from one place to another in Turku. In that sense, so quite similar to Jena, I would say. It's also quite conveniently located within the Nordics in Finland. You can reach Helsinki in 2 hours by bus or train. Also Tampere, which is one of the bigger cities in southern Finland. If you wish to visit some of the neighboring countries, that's also pretty easy. There is a ferry from Turku to Stockholm, and if you want to really have the Finnish experience, you should experience the ferry that sails across the Baltic to Stockholm, and it takes one day or one night there, so you can spend some time on the boat and experience Stockholm as well. And Tallinn is quite easy to reach as well, so if you go to Helsinki, there's a ferry that goes to Tallinn in about 2 hours as well. So many of our students like to explore not only Turku but some of the other cities in Finland and the surrounding countries in the Baltics or Nordics as well. And of course, the local Erasmus student network, ESN, Uni Turku, they sometimes organize trips as well, like Wilma mentioned. Quite often they have, for instance, trips to Lapland as well, where you can go to like a husky safari or something, and maybe experience the northern lights as well, or something that might be a little bit more exotic for Germans coming to Finland.
Indeed, sounds very exciting to me.
Yeah, also one thing, great thing about Turku, which I have actually taken advantage of many times, is that the archipelago is very near. And I personally bike there, and it's very beautiful, but you can also take ferries to the islands and also travel by car or by bike or whatever feels comfortable for you. But the islands are quite beautiful, and there is plenty to see near Turku as well. So that's something quite exciting.
Yeah, as a sailor myself, I'd like to add that because of the archipelago, sailing is a big thing in that area as well. And there are some organizations that organize events with sailing, and you can actually sail. And I personally, I'd really love to see more international students participate as well, because it's a really easy way to get to know that as a hobby as well. So if you're interested in that, I think Finland and Turku might be the place to be.
And I suppose it's also a good opportunity to meet other people, not only international students, but also students from Turku. Well, I thank you very much for your time and all the information you gave. It was a super interesting talk, and I think there are many very helpful details for our students interested in spending a semester or even two at the University of Turku. An euch, die ihr jetzt diesen Podcast gehört habt und Interesse an einem Auslandssemester in Turku bekommen habt, besucht mal unsere Website. Dort findet ihr schon alle Informationen zum Erasmus-Plus-Programm. Wir bieten zudem jedes Semester eine Vortragsreihe zu verschiedenen Themen rund um den Auslandsaufenthalt an. Und ja, zur direkten Kontaktaufnahme ruft uns gern an, schreibt uns eine E-Mail oder kommt direkt zu den Sprechzeiten im Outgoing-Büro im Universitätshauptgebäude für eine persönliche Beratung vorbei. Gut, dann bedanke ich mich fürs Zuhören. Bis zum nächsten Mal. Tschüss!